Poems. Charles Spurgeon Part 2. Though our inbred sins require our flesh to see the dust, yet as the Lord our Savior rose, so all his followers must. My soul looks back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on the cursed tree, and hopes her guilt was there. Repentance is to leave the things we loved before, and show that we in earnest grieve by doing so no more. Ye who spurn his righteous sway, yet, oh yet, he spares your breath, yet his hand, averse to slay, balances the bolt of death. Ere that dreadful bolt descends, haste before his feet to fall, kiss the scepter he extends, and adore him, Lord of all. Sometimes a light surprises the Christian while he sings, it is the Lord who rises with healing in his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again a season of clear shining to cheer it after rain. Lord, let me weep for naught but sin, and after none but thee. And then I would, oh, that I might a constant weeper be. My sins, my sins, my Savior, how sad on thee they fall, seeing through thy gentle patience, I tenfold feel them all. I know they are forgiven, but still their pain to me is all the grief and anguish they laid, my Lord, on thee. Blessed Savior, at thy feet I lie, here to receive a cure or die, but grace forbids that painful fear, Almighty grace, which triumphs here. All that remains for me is but to love and sing, and wait until the angels come to bear me to their King. I'll go to Jesus, though my sin half like a mountain rose, I know his courts, I'll enter in, whatever may oppose. Come hither, you that walk along the way, see how the pilgrims fare that go astray? They catched are in an entangling net, 'cause they good counsel lightly did forget. 'Tis true, they rescued were, but yet you see, they're scourged to boot. Let this your caution be, rise where eternal beauties bloom, and pleasure all divine, where wealth that never can consume, and endless glories shine. Lord, I desire to live as one who bears a blood-bought name, as one who fears but grieving thee, and knows no other shame. Thus far did come loaden with my sin, nor could aught ease the grief that I was in, till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall from off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross! Blessed sepulcher, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me. All that remains for me is but to love and sing, and wait until the angels come to bear me to their King. I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus Christ is my all in all, for should the earth's old pillars shake and all the walls of nature break, our steadfast souls need fear no more than solid rocks when billows roar. What Adam had, and forfeited for all, that Jesus is, who cannot fail or fall. The feeblest saint shall win the day, though death and hell obstruct the way. Sons we are through God's election, who in Jesus Christ believe, by eternal destination, sovereign grace we here receive. We know it is personal election. Free grace alone from the first to the last hath won my affection and held my soul fast. O, make this heart rejoice or ache. Decide this doubt for me, and if it be not broken, break and heal it, if it be. O sovereign grace, my heart subdue, I would be led in triumph too, a willing captive to my Lord, to sing the triumphs of his word. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done, I am my Lord's, and he is mine. He drew me, and I followed on, glad to obey the voice divine. High in the bright and happy throng, Satan, a tall archangel, sat. Amongst the morning stars he sung, till sin destroyed his heavenly state. It was sin that hurled him from his throne. Groveling in fire the rebel lies, how art thou sunk in darkness down, son of the morning, from the skies? Kept alive with death so near, I to God the glory give. From heaven the sinning angels fell, and wrath and darkness chained them down, but man, vile man, forsook his bliss, and mercy lifts him to a crown. Amazing work of sovereign grace, that could distinguish rebels so. Our guilty treasons called aloud, for everlasting fetters too. For more love than seraphs know, we will like seraphs burn. Repentance is to leave the sins we loved before, and show that we in earnest grieve by doing so no more. I will tomorrow, that I will be sure to do it. Tomorrow comes, tomorrow goes, and still thou art to do it. Thus, then, repentance is deferred from one day to another, until the day of death is one, and judgment is the other. They brought his chariot from on high, to bear him to his throne, clapped their triumphant wings, and cried, "The glorious work is done."